Chapter 9, Standing in the Heat with the Code. I am sure that you've heard it before. Greatness is born out of adversity. Unfortunately, that isn't true in all cases. Under pressure and adversity, we don't always emerge as successfully as we'd like. It can be ecstatic and it can be ugly. The reason for a code is to hold everyone together, to ensure that everyone will be disciplined enough to stay committed and strong when the challenge arises. Every great team, great person, or great family that I have ever seen became that way because of pressure. It's like John F. Kennedy said, quote, "We choose to go to the moon, not because it's easy, but because it's hard," end quote. True transformation happens only under pressure and challenge. There's a certain physics to it, a weird predictability. Most of all, it brings out the best in us if we hold together in the heat. For all of us, situations of intense pressure, stress, or challenge cause us to change. Sometimes it's for the better, and sometimes not. Some people withdraw and run for cover. Others display courage, brilliance, and strength. What's the difference? It's the code. The code of honor, if securely in place, holds things together. Through enough commitment, practice, and repetition, it overrides old survival instincts and holds things together. It forces us to stick it out, ride out the pressure, and come out on the other side stronger. I call this standing in the heat. My life has been about standing in the heat for as long as I can remember. Not because I'm brave, but because at heart I'm a coward. I have found myself in very bizarre and difficult situations, mostly because I had backed my way into them or because initially they seemed like good ideas at the time. Sound familiar? As a business owner, teacher, and spouse, I have found that the greatest results have come from standing in the heat. And many of the ills and tragedies in our daily lives are a result of avoiding the heat or of avoiding the difficult things that we know we need to do. More important, as I've spent my life studying this phenomenon, I have come to find that pressure is not only how we grow as human beings, but also a fundamental law of nature. Team tip: all great teams become great by taking on challenge, adversity, and pressure, and seeing themselves through it together. The evidence of this comes from 1977 Nobel Prize winner Ilya Prigogine, a chemist who studied the second law of thermodynamics. Don't worry, this isn't a science lesson. I'll illustrate with a simple example. If a tree falls in the forest and lies on the ground, over time it will rot and decay. Ultimately, it will fall apart, and its structure will erode into more disorder or chaos. In other words, the second law says that if left alone, things in our universe slip into more and more disorder. Make sense? Did you ever know a person who did nothing but sit all day on the couch watching TV while his or her life fell apart? We've seen organizations like that, that got fat and complacent and didn't seem to respond to competitive threats. They ultimately fell apart or collapsed. The same can be said for countries and cultures of all kinds. Certainly our own relationships with our families and friends, if left unattended for very long, seem to decay and fall apart. This is the second law at work. It's true in nature and true in life. Physicists, chemists, and sociologists have known this fact for years. Life cycles of companies were predicated on this law of nature. People over the years have resigned themselves to the fact that sooner or later things will wind down both in relationships and in our lives. But Prigogine got his Nobel Prize for a very different observation. His theory, in fact, seemed to be the opposite. He said that nature creates order out of chaos. He observed that if you take a normal organism or a chemical compound and pass energy into it, it will take the energy in and pass it out. much like our cells. We take a normal daily allotment of work, food, conversation, challenge, and input, manipulate it, and pass it out in the form of energy, output, results, waste, and the like. We all know this. But when we start adding more energy, overloading it, and putting it under pressure, that's when something interesting begins to happen. In physics, they call this perturbation. Ever had too much on your plate? Ever been given one too many problems to deal with? Has your spouse ever unloaded on you one too many times? Were you perturbed? Catching my drift here? Perturbation simply means upsetting the status quo.